The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. At a pivotal point in her life, Vera professed her belief in Jesus at a revival meeting led by James Robison over 50 years ago. She is so proud to see her son continue the legacy of faith. For over 20 years, Clayton Dice has been taking his music with a message ministry to the streets. Hear their story next on Life Today.
So glad to be sharing with you. I'm James Robinson, and Betty and I are thrilled to welcome you to Life Today. My secretary gave me a letter the other day, handwritten. I think it was 9 pages, and I could actually read it. And not because my eyes are better, they are, thanks to good doctors, but it was written where you could read it. And it was written by a lady named Vera, who said in 1966, as she was a teenager, you read it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And I came to her school in Pleasant Hill, Louisiana. And I just shared the love of God. She said she got saved at the school. And they wouldn't let me give an invitation to schools. But she knew I was talking about a friend that could change life. So that night she came to hear me at the crusade. And she said I was the first one forward. Gave her life to Christ, 1966. And she went on to talk about how she came to other meetings, Betty, and she saw me witnessing to kids on the parking lot or schoolyard or out on a football field with kids or wherever. And when I got through reading the letter, both my secretaries, my assistants read it, and I asked both of them, I said, I want both of you to tell me. Am I that same person? Yes. And they said, you're that same person. Am I that same person?
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't changed.
You don't even have any idea how much I want you to know and love Jesus. I mean, even if you just think you can't stand me, you like Betty, but you can't tolerate me, okay. Boy, I'd just love to show you how much God loves you. It breaks my heart that maybe I have failed. Well, Vera Dice wrote the letter. And she told me that she had 5 children, and she had a son that has 9 children. And he witnesses on parking lots and sings, primarily Walmart parking lots. And his name is Clayton. Well, that beautiful lady that wrote me that very touching letter is here with her son, Clayton. I want you to welcome Vera and Clayton Dice to Life Today. Would you give them a big welcome? All right, what do you want to say about what, you know, kind of got your attention and what happened to you there when you were a teenager and how it's lasted?
Well, I don't know where I would be if you had not been obedient and come to our school right at that time. That's exactly when I was, you know, going to make decisions about my life. And I'm so thankful all these years I've told God, you know, thank you that James Robinson was obedient and came to our school. And what I was touched by is I saw you, you know, ministering one-on-one to kids, and you took time to talk to us one-on-one. We were in a group, but we could step aside and talk with you at the church, you know, when the meeting was in progress. And I never forgot that advice, and I took it, and it stayed the course of my life as well. But what I mostly was touched by is, you know, being able to see you at other places through the years and hear your testimonies on TV that you never thought you were too busy or too important to care about one person one-on-one. And that's what Jesus did. The woman at the well, the young ruler, rich young ruler.
Zacchaeus in a tree?
Yes. He went home with Zacchaeus. And so the Lord showed me that's real ministry, and you're letting the mind of Christ be in you is what makes the difference. And I'll always be grateful.
You came to a lot of our conferences too, and you saw the glory of God on other people, and you expressed it so beautifully. Didn't you think it was a really very expressive, inspirational letter, the way
Absolutely,
she wrote it?
Absolutely, James. It was her story of how God turned her life, took her journey, and turned it a direction to plan the course of your life. It affected your family later on, and God's just guided you through all of it, and just because of one person that was available to God. And that's for all of us. We can all be that way. We can all say, God, take this vessel and use us in every person we come in contact with, one at a time, just like you said.
And you were thrilled to tell me about your son that could sing and play guitar, and how he would go to the Walmart parking lots or wherever people were and just start sharing Jesus. And you sent me some YouTube clips, and I can't tell you how they moved me, didn't they, Betty? I'm telling you, well, that son is here sitting by you. His name's Clayton. And Clayton, you got 9 kids. That's a pretty big responsibility.
Yes, sir.
So I think a lot of people watching on television say, how are you going to take care of 9 kids singing on a Walmart parking lot? Well, would you say it's miraculous how God has cared for you and your family?
Most definitely miraculous. Without him, I'm nothing.
Why did you go to Walmart parking lots?
I felt like that's where the biggest flow of people would be, and people from all walks of life, and people who most definitely were away from God, but also those who are even serving God need a touch from God from time to time through the leading of the Spirit, through a song, through maybe one word. It could bring to their memory something that God did in the past and stir it up again.
You went right into where people needed help. I want to show you I just want to show you a clip of Clayton with his guitar. Now, my secretary, she paid you a pretty good compliment the first time she heard you. She said, I think he sounds a little bit like Elvis. Well, hey, all you folks out there, Colonel Parker, resurrect a little bit here. But here's the thing. He does have a wonderful voice. But the thing I saw was just the compassion of the Lord. I mean, the love of God. Let's just watch him a little bit on a little bit of this Walmart parking lot singing, if y'all can bring that up for us.
And I enjoy the bread and wine. I feast on Jesus. Looked out my window over my head.
Do you? Now, do you have people? I noticed someone gave you a little something there.
Picking up a CD.
They were what?
Picking up a CD.
Were they picking up a CD? Yeah. Now, you let people have CDs, and if people wanted a CD of your songs. Do you write some of them yourself?
Some of them are original, yes, sir.
All right, and then you have others. And then I think, Barry, you told me he actually has to print the CDs himself. He doesn't have a company putting them out. So if some of you are producers of music and you want to produce them a little faster, I bet we could arrange it. It'd save him some time. He could go to more parking lots. But what you do is they can have the CD, they can leave something for it. If not, they can just take your music and take the message of love with them. You trust the Lord to take care of you. When you're there, do people come up to you? I know they do. And they just start talking to you. They ask you why you're there. What sort of the main questions you get?
Well, you know, just like what you were saying, why am I out here? And I tell them, you know, to lift up Jesus. And I tell them because, you know, without him, we're not going to make it to heaven.
So you tell them to trust him. And do you see people trust him? That you feel like they went away and they definitely heard the Lord and he moved in their heart?
Yes, sir.
Now, we had a young man that came up, and this is what you sent me, Vera, who, let's just see what happened to one of them that saw you out there in the parking lot, and then he came back sometime later and thanked you, and you just happened to get this, and then you got it where he could tell his story. Watch this closely.
How has Clayton Dice Music with a Message Ministry impacted your life?
Well, it's impacted my life several times over the years. This is actually my third time to have the opportunity to meet Mr. Clayton, and the reason that I wanted to meet him this time was to tell him that the encounter that I had had with him previously was something that really made a difference in my life. I was leaving school one day, and I was going to this bar that I usually go to after school, riding my skateboard over there, and I heard some music that was going on in the Walmart parking lot next door. And so I was drawn to this music, and when I went and I heard him, I sat down on the steps and I was listening to him. And when I sat there and listened for about a song or two, I realized that it was ministering to my heart, because I knew that God was speaking to me in that moment, maybe because I hadn't sat still enough in the past for him to be able to reach me. And so whenever I was sitting there, one of the ministry partners that came and approached me, of course, made me a little uncomfortable at first, but nonetheless, they were really sweet, and she asked if she could pray for me, and I said, absolutely. And after she had prayed for me, she had said something that stuck with me over the years. She said, excuse me, son, do you have any ministers that are in your family? And I said, no, ma'am, I don't have any ministers in my family. And she said, well, for some reason, whenever I was praying for you, I just really felt strongly that God had a call to ministry on your life. And of course, I just really did think that she was just crazy there, because I have never had that type of relationship with God. And years go by, and it wasn't that much long until I had a true love encounter with the love of Jesus. And 5 years into serving in ministry, God gave me the opportunity to be able to serve as a youth pastor. And I was reminded of what God said through that woman that many years ago, right in the Walmart parking lot with Clayton. So what Clayton's music with a message means to me is it's really indescribable, because I may not have taken a whole lot away from it right then, but it was God being able to show me how that role had played a part in me being reconciled back to him later on in life.
How does that make you feel when you hear that?
Well, I'd put you on cloud nine.
Well, and that happens. Those kind of stories have happened. Now, how many years have you been going to the parking lots?
Oh, better than 20.
Mm. Better than 20 years. And you know, when I called you to tell you I was inviting you here, Vera, I said, where's Clayton? She said, well, it's raining real hard here. So Clayton drove over to Lufkin tonight because he heard it wasn't raining as hard over there. And he's over there on the Lufkin parking lot, and that's where you were
that's
born.
Where I was born.
You were born in Lufkin. Mm-hmm. And he's over there doing, a witness. And I did the crusade in their stadium. And I've just kind of been all over East Texas and all around where you all live in Louisiana, telling people about Jesus. Now, if people want to get your CDs, or they want to know about your ministry, and you have set up a 501c3, so if people want to support you, and I pray you will, where would they go online to find you?
That would be musicwithamessage.net.
And they just established that because we asked them to. Because Clayton said, all I have is a telephone number. I thought, dear Lord, I get 1,500 calls a day on the average. And I'm thinking, well, he's going to really have a busy time. He won't be able to get to the Walmart parking lot for answering the phone. So he got a website for you. And here's the thing I want you to know. I'm going to sow a seed that this is a gift. And half of it comes from me and Betty, and the other half comes from Life Outreach. And you can go to the website. Now it's printed down on the screen. If you call the phone center, they'll tell you where it is. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray that God will raise up witnesses like this all over America and all over the world. They'll just do whatever they can. See, what you don't know is that many of the stadiums that filled up in the earlier years filled up because of what I did on parking lots. You get the book Living Amazed, just read the first story. I just stopped on a parking lot, and basically 30% of the whole city's population got saved. And nobody even knew I was a preacher. Read it. Get Living Amazed. The stories in there, just like my encounter with Muhammad Ali, with Ronald Reagan. With so many things that happened, but then people you've never heard of. And what happened? Here's this gift. Don't you grateful that we can help Clayton do what he's doing? Bless his family. Clayton, I want you to pick up your guitar. Can you? Did you want to say something? I didn't want to cut you off. I mean, you know, were you wanting to say something right there?
Oh, I was very, very grateful.
Okay. Thank you all. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I knew you were. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you like to hear him sing, play his guitar?
But yet he lives in our heart. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Well, buddy, I want you to know, Clayton, boy, I really love you. Wow. And you may not understand this, but what I see in you is what I feel like the Lord saw in me. Mm-hmm. And you were there, mm-hmm. Betty. Yeah. And Betty couldn't get through a meal in a restaurant.
That's right.
Without knowing, he had disappeared a minute.
That's right. And you did.
He'd go table to table. I chased people out of restaurants more than once. Today, they'd think you'd fix to rob them, or a terrorist would probably shoot you. But I just, that's still in me. I don't ever want to go away. Here's what I want. Here's why you're here. I want to bless you, but I want people watching to realize just how effective they can be if they just love people like you are. And I just think you're one of the finest people I've ever met, Clayton. And Bear, I just thank you for sharing your son. And I just pray, Lord, I pray for these 9 children.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for Clayton and his precious wife. I want you to take care of them. I want you to multiply his effectiveness and raise up thousands of people just like him that'll just go love people. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to thank you. Could we say thanks to Vera and to Clayton for just being obedient to the Lord? And Vera, thank you for sharing your heart. You don't have any idea, because sometimes we in ministry, you know, 55 years, more than, I've been married 55 years. I've been in ministry about 56 or 7 years now, public ministry. The more that we go, sometimes we just need to be taken back with somebody that says, you know, it happened to me a long time ago. More than 50 years ago, this is what happened to me. And now look, this is my son. Hey, boy, you got an awesome son, in my opinion. And Clayton, you're pointing to the most awesome son, the Son of God. And I just pray the Lord blesses you. You know, our viewers, by the way, you are, to me, you're the most awesome people on the planet. I hope you'll pray for Clayton. I hope some of you will get that address and give him some support, just like Betty and I did. And you pray God to take care of him and multiply people like him. But right now, our viewers, they love to help get people out of trouble. And we got these precious girls that have been taken prisoner and sold into sexual slavery. and we're going to change it with the love of God. I want you to watch, because I promise you, you are the one that's going to set somebody free today.
Trafficking. It's an industry run by the most evil of opportunists. All just waiting for their chance to snatch up another weak and defenseless victim like Meech. The story of Meech's abduction and abuse is common. Her escape was not. Countless girls just like Meech remain enslaved and desperate for rescue.
And Jesus made it clear in his first real public announcement of the fulfillment of prophecy that was shared in Isaiah that he did come to bind up the brokenhearted, but he made it very clear he came to set captives free. And she escaped. But here's the thing you need to understand. She escaped, Betty, to a place where she could be rescued and restored. And that place, and this is what I want you to hear now. I mean, I want you to take it as personal as you can. The place for girls like that to go to be restored is a place of love. And it's provided by people like you. Destiny House, the houses of love. We have a place called Joshua House, place of love. All of these places, most of them have been developed over the years by support from people like you so we could take care of them. And we're still renting facilities where we have to, because these missionaries and rescue workers have planted their life to literally set captives free and restore them and give them a future. So, I mean, it's just the continuous outpouring of the love of God. I want us to rescue far more. We've already, with the missionaries' request, targeted 2,500 in areas we know, but here's what's happened. Viewers like you said, we will match what's given. And that means we can reach 5,000 with your help. The average cost to reach, to rescue and restore one person, one child, one person like that, is $128 a year. Will you give that? It'll be matched. And you would have rescued too. Go get your bank card. Go get a check. Make it to Life, or take that bank card and use it now. Dial the number there, or go online. Please do it right now. Because, I mean, the missionaries are waiting. And we're right near the very end of this outreach for this time, this year. Please make the gift God puts on your heart. If you could give $1,280, that rescues 10. I'm asking you to do that if you can. Betty and I have joyfully, and thank God, we've asked Him to let us do that. And we find people everywhere praying. We can drill a water well. We can rescue 10. If you can do it, it'll be double to 20 because of the love of God through others like you. Please go get your card or your check, call the number, or go online. We have some gifts to send you to say thank you, but you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life and freedom because of the love of God poured out through you. Thank you for doing it. Please don't be distracted. The opportunity too great, the need too great. Don't miss it.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved. And you can help restore young lives and give them a future. And now, a generous opportunity of a $320,000 matching gift means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you the Age of Promise. Randy Robison reveals 10 promises woven through all of Scripture that will transform the way you view God, yourself, and others. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Prayer is Powerful wood plaque. This unique Scripture art piece is printed on premium birch wood, a beautiful reminder of the power of prayer. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children. And you may request the beautiful Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
We want to say thank you. Randy's book, The Age of Promise, which will bless you, we'll send to say thanks. And the beautiful prayer plaque that you can either hang on the wall or put on the little stand, or I hope if you can help us rescue 10 and now be 20, you'll get that beautiful canvas by Kincaid, the Bridge of Faith. Would you join Betty and me in saying a great big thank you to Clayton and his mom, Barry? Thank you both. And there is, if you forgot his website, you call the phone center, or there it is on the line. Thank all of you for being here. Thanks for sharing life.
Here's the deal. It still hurts me if people let me down, but it doesn't devastate me like it did before.
Lead pastor of C3 Church, Matt Fry, and his wife, Martha, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.